The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. First and foremost, I just wanted to acknowledge obviously what's going on in the world right now. I know it's such a scary time, and I just hope that you are all staying inside, staying socially distanced, and just staying healthy, washing your hands, everything like that. And I hope that this week's episode can just bring you some positivity and joy in light of everything that's going on. But before we get into it, today's episode is actually with Chase, Max's sister, and it's such a fun episode. You guys are going to love it. Before we get into it, I'm just going to introduce the sponsor of today's show. This show is brought to you by Cash App. You already know it's the number one finance app in the App Store. And if you don't already have it, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends or whoever you owe. If you need to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use. I always use it after group dinners, I know I tell you guys, or if someone pays for my coffee or food or whatever it is, but there are so many reasons you would use Cash App. And yeah, I've told you guys about how me and Taylor use Cash App for utility. Since we're roommates, stuff like that. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card. It's a free debit card that's linked to your Cash App account that comes with Boost, which I know I've told you guys about before, but they're literally instant rewards for shopping at places you already love and shop at. So you'll get discounts at places like Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally just like having credit card perks, which is so amazing. And also the best thing about Cash App is that I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund, and you guys can help me support them too. When you sign up for Cash App and use a promo code Happy Hour, all caps, one word, you will instantly receive $10, and Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which, if you didn't know, basically they're a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for these patients. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys. I hope you will consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I'm so happy we get to help. Again, you can use a promo code Happy Hour when you download Cash App from the App Store today. I think this is such a good time since we are all stuck inside, and you guys can download this app and literally help donate towards the Jimmy Fund, which is this incredible charity, like I already told you guys. So yeah, especially since you have some extra time on your hands right now, could be a good thing to do. But without further ado, let's get on into the episode. Today we are joined with Chase.
Oh, woo! My goodness.
I feel like this is a long time coming.
Well, I can't believe we're doing it.
I know. This is me
and
so
good. And to see
good.
How it is all done behind the scenes.
I know.
It's even more fun.
I guess if you guys have no idea who Chase is, you probably do if you've been following along on my YouTube, social media, Instagram. But Chase is my boyfriend, Max's sister. And yeah, basically this is going to be a lot about, I guess, her personally, because you guys had some questions like that. And I guess just being like Max's sister, stuff like that. But also, you guys know she's a bar instructor, so you have so many questions about that. I know being a fitness instructor is something that's just like so interesting, so we'll talk a lot about that as well. And Yeah, she lives in New York. I don't know what else, what other
intro
you
want to have.
Oh, you can plug your Instagram if they want to find your Instagram.
All right, we can do that at the end or right now.
Yeah, you can tell them right
but
now.
If you're on listening, you want to look me up as you listen.
You want to see what the voice looks like.
Yeah, it's just my first and last name. So Chase _ Willman, WILLMAN, and that is it.
I always thought that was an easy last name, but I feel like people get so confused. They're like,
everyone
I'm
always
to
says
find
Williams. Or William.
They're like, where's the Williams jersey? Like, for Max, where's Williams?
And it's like, it's Willman.
We're like, it's not Williams.
But yeah, but Chase Willman. Okay. _ in between.
That's so. Where you can find her, you guys. And you know, we always start off with what we're happy about now.
Yes,
so
yes.
Take it away.
Well, I think it's a very crazy time in the world, in the moment of life. Because it's rare that Okay, first of all, I call Gretchen G, usually. Yeah, I'm G. So I refer to her as G. But it's rare that G, Max, and myself are all together and are able to hang out and spend time together. So recently, you know, we're all going through this corona pandemic in the world. And, I mean, I relocated from New York City to come home to the Cape. And so did Max and G. And so we're all here just kicking it. And I mean, yeah. That is, it's truly special in a positive way to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I mean, when else can we do this? So
yeah,
that's a good thing. And that's what I'm happy about. And even though I'm very not in a dark space, but in a, you know, in a low without having my community in New York City and my clients and the people I see every day, mm-hmm. I am currently at the moment making it happen all virtually and online. So it's an awesome way to connect. And I mean, that's how all of you know Gretchen. It's like through the screen, baby. Yeah. So it's cool. I mean, we're figuring it all out day by day.
That's so weird to think. I didn't even think about that, but like, that's so true.
But that makes me happy seeing, you know, connecting with everyone.
Yeah.
In quarantine, yeah.
Guys,
what we call
me
it.
And Max were talking all morning how we're still so sore from Chase's workout yesterday. No, I'm not kidding. He's like, my legs need to rest today. Like, we're not doing any work.
Yeah. So I'm trying to keep up with what I was doing in New York at home. So I'm trying to keep the workouts coming for my clients and obviously testing it out on Max and G while they're here. Yeah. So it's all happening.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but it's like, I feel like you just have to keep doing it in the way that you can, which just means like through the phone, through the computer, whatever.
And I don't want to lose my routine either. Yeah. I'm used to getting up very early every day, which I'm sure we'll go into.
She has like the earliest schedule.
So I'm still trying to like keep it that, you know, because I can fall off my groove if I have nothing to wake up.
Start sleeping until 10, like
so,
me.
Here we are.
Yeah.
I think we're on day I came home on like Monday-ish.
Oh, yeah, and today's Friday.
Yeah, so this is like a weekend dealing with this life.
Don't all the days start blending together? I don't even know like what day it is anymore.
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day this week, and we had no idea.
We didn't even notice. It was at dinner. We were like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day.
So we're doing our best, people.
And I need to show you this thing I saw online, Chase. It was on Instagram, and it was basically just saying, like, I don't know how to say it. Not like positives of the whole situation, but kind of like a silver lining.
Right.
How it like gives you time to like connect with your family and literally spend time at home. And it's actually way better for like the earth, and there's way less pollution going on. And they're like, for the first time in how many years, like the skies are clear over cities in China and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel like you just have to find the silver lining in the situation. That's a good thing to be happy about. We're all together. And I feel like there's no other time that you're with Max that much, like when you visit each other and stuff. But obviously, you're always busy working in New York, and you can't like get away from it that much because what you do is so in person, you know? And then with his like crazy hockey schedule, it's like,
yeah, we see him on the ice and 2 minutes after, and then that's...
And then it's see ya.
Yeah, all right, see you at the next one.
Yeah.
A couple months later.
Max is in the corner of this room right now playing video games, so if you hear anyone yelling playing Fortnite, it's him. But
we did tell him to put his muzzle on.
Yeah, we're like, you can't talk right now, we're recording our pod.
Silence on the set!
And,
oh, boy. Where do we even start?
Well, do you have like a happy quote or happy saying or something that you like? Is there something you say in your class?
I mean, I think I've been saying it since high school, I know, because we were asked for a quote for our high school yearbook, and I'll never forget it. And I think I say it a lot, but it's also just, I always say, never a dull moment, man. I mean, life is just always happening.
Yeah.
I always say that, never a dull moment, you know? I mean,
I like that.
If you are smooth sailing, I mean, it's good to have something that excites it.
It's good to have something push you, challenge you.
Because I think right now this is a challenging time, but it's, so I would say, never a dull moment. Like, look at me, I'm here trying to crank out my classes in the way I would do in New York. that it's giving me new opportunities to grow. So never a dull moment.
Wait, we're just going to keep it going. That's like a positive spin on like people. They could be so like worried about something like this going on. And you just have to be like, oh, we got to keep pushing. Never a dull moment. Wait, I like that. Okay. And then I thought you could just tell us like a quick story of how you became a bar instructor. I'm sure everyone's dying to know.
Oh boy. Well, we could go on and on for this. But okay, we'll give you the whole background and spiel because I mean, this all begins at a very young age. I was probably like 4 or 5 when I started taking ballet classes. And Max and I, we both grew up on Cape Cod, and I started ballet here on the Cape. And then once I was about 12, 13, it became more serious. And so I was getting more seriously trained with it, more professional. And so ballet was like my life. Ballet was everything. I did all the different types of dance through college. I went off and studied dance in college. And then after that, I mean, I always knew, I'm sure we'll get into this in little questions, but I always knew I would end up in New York City. And so when I did finally move to New York City after 4 years of college, dancing my whole life, I found this boutique fitness industry, and you could call it an industry, a community, a whole world. And that is when I first discovered what bar was and what bar is. And I mean, I always knew what a bar is because of ballet, but this is something different. This is like an actual physical workout, not dance, a workout. And so growing up, all I did was dance, and I was rarely found in a gym or doing, you know, what I would call like workouts today. I would just do dance as my physical activity. And so in New York, I found most of the studios through my friends who were there, and they were all into spinning, just like G is. So the indoor cycling. And that was like the hottest, I think, trend time.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh, everyone's spinning. I'm like, what is this? Like, they're riding bikes indoors. Like, I could not wrap my head around it. And also, cardio really wasn't like my thing. Like, I didn't really like moving like that. And so, anywho, I know I found where I work today at Flywheel Sports. It was found through my friends going to their spin classes. And then through that, I noticed that they had a program called Fly Bar. And so Fly Bar, it's like their complimentary workout that they offer, and it's the bar class. So that is what I currently teach in New York City. And I got into it by first taking the classes and just realizing, I was like, this is where I like came alive, man. Like, this is, I mean, I know it's not ballet, but it's a different way of moving that still makes me feel like I did at dance. And it was like the hot thing. It was awesome. And so kind of fast forward a little bit, I moved to New York really with absolutely no job in mind. I mean, I think everyone wanted to be like Misty Copeland. I mean, I did. I was like, I'm going to be a ballerina. But like, come on. Yeah. Like, I was never a prodigy like, you know, Max was with hockey. But no, I mean, I did it seriously. I did multiple professional programs in the summer. We did different summer camps, whatever, traveled all over. But it ended up in New York and in this whole fitness scene. And I realized that's where I wanted to work. I knew I could make money through it. This was awesome. Connecting with people was my thing. And so I began working at Flywheel behind the desk. And that was one of my first jobs in New York. I'm sure we'll get into that later. But I started with that. And I was just working the studio so I could get free classes in return. So not in return. That was just part of the deal. Yeah. I obviously got paid like hourly. But I was able to work out when I wasn't working my shift. And that was awesome. So I learned how to really develop that kind of technique or method. And then fast forward a year later, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. And as well as doing the operation side of the business, almost becoming like an assistant manager type role of the studio, I love doing that. I love being kind of like a leader, a boss role to like a team. I love doing that too. But I knew that's not why I was in New York. And I had this talent and this you know, this aspect of me that I wanted to share with so many people. So fast forward a little bit, audition, train, become the teacher. So here we are, I'm about 3.5 years in of teaching fly bar classes as like my full-time career in New York City. So
yeah. I love that.
I mean, I could go on and on, but
it's interesting. It reminds
me. I'm sure you have some more little detailed questions.
I mean, it's like
questions.
Similar and different to like Maddie's story, but I find it interesting because both of you were kind of like in with the company before we became an instructor, and she knew that. She was like, I knew that I wanted to be an instructor after like my first class, but I knew I just had to get my foot in the door. And she, I think, tried like 2 or 3 different times to be like the assistant studio manager and kept trying. And she's like, I just needed to have that position so that I could like really get close with everyone, like figure out how it worked, and then become an instructor. So that's so interesting. I feel like that's like a smart way to go about
it. It's very interesting. And I think what in my time, as in 3.5 years ago, when I was like mentioning to the, you know, the fly bar team that I wanted to be an instructor, I wanted the chance to audition and train and learn how to do it all. It really wasn't a thing at Flywheel for someone to be hired as the talent from within the company at all.
Yeah.
So I think there was one girl before me who did that, who then ended up teaching spin, the indoor cycling. But then they really shut it off because they didn't want to lose those people behind the desk and the management. And so they were honestly hiring from outside, and they were hiring people they didn't already know.
Yeah, that were like instructors other places.
So
maybe.
They really,
it
was quite a work.
Yeah, I feel like it was challenging in a way. Like you almost think it would be
a great word.
It would be like easier since you already worked there, but I feel like for Chase it was kind of that much more challenging since she was already working there. Like they were like, "Well, you're good where you're at, like working at the front
desk."
They
wanted to see me grow.
We want to keep you there
on the operations side.
Yeah,
I felt.
And you're like, "No, I want to be like the instructor." So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It was pretty challenging, I'm not going to lie, at first. Because it feels like a very competitive field in a way. And I think honestly, I think I knew, or they knew, what I could offer and bring to the table. And I'm not sure, you know, they didn't know what route to go. So, anywho.
But here we are.
It did all happen. And I mean, it was the best move on their end and on my end.
And I know a bunch of you have actually been to her class.
Yeah, which is so cool.
I love when you guys go to her class. So you know how fun they are.
Because my classes, energy. They hold about 20 clients, so I can get 20 in a class. And since doing this for about 3.5 years now, full time, I mean, I know almost every girl now that walks in the room. And that's one thing that really helped me develop as an instructor and create a following, is I would just connect with a girl like the second she walked in, and I would remember her the next time she came, the next time. And I got in with these, I mean, still, I mean, I just told you earlier, like, I'm virtually connecting, hanging out with them through the computer now since we're all separated. But that's really how I kind of built the following up. And when I would see a new face, it would be like they'd get a little shy with me. And then some of you would be like, oh, I found you from Gretchen.
Yeah.
Or like, or Max. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, really? I'm like, not scary at all.
Yeah.
Like, just come on up and let me know, because it's just too cool.
That's interesting, because I feel like people always ask, they're like with you and Maddie and just other instructors that obviously are, I guess, really like established in the
whole
fitness
space. You kind of like this platform kind of feeling that you're on. And
No,
we're all normal.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like you guys, the way you can kind of set yourself apart from other instructors and help like build your clients and I guess like their loyalty of coming to their class.
Yeah.
It's like you literally just make the extra effort, and you, if you guys know Chase, like she could make friends with anybody. So it's like they are just making the effort. Like they know the birthdays, they know the names, they're in the DMs. Like she is literally friends with everyone that comes to her class. So it's like, that's how you can be a successful, I guess, fitness instructor.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants to come to your class because they don't just like, oh, I like taking Chase's class. Like I love Chase. Like I like her in her class. And I
I mean, I can't even, I mean, I do believe it. I see it every day now, but it's like when I first started, I mean, that's what you dreamed of. You dreamed of like having full classes. And when you look on the app or the schedule for it to say waitlist only, like that's the dream. Like that's the goal. Like, are you kidding?
I have like chills. That's yeah, so cute. Yeah,
so it's like, you know, I count on them. They count on me.
Yeah.
It's really, it's special. I mean, and when people ask like, oh my God, how do you do it every day? How do you get up at whatever time, 5 a.m., 4:45 some days and like turn it on? It's just because I know they are coming and they're turning it on for me. Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So that's like brief synopsis of how she's an instructor and everything. But I thought before we get into the really fitnessy ones, we could just talk about some personal questions that you guys have. So, first question. Were you and Max always so close? Because they know you guys are so close.
Yes. Like BFFs. Always. People, always. yeah, I consider him my best friend. I mean... Aww. Oh, God, now he's looking over here.
I wish they could see pictures of you guys, the bumblebee costume.
Insert picture here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's awesome because we're not that far in age. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember driving him to high school. I was a senior. He was a freshman. You know, he had that luxury to ride with the senior. And I drove an awesome Jeep Wrangler top down and, you know, parked in the cool parking lot. And off we went to high school together. So that, I mean, yeah, we've always been close. I've always been his biggest fan in hockey and all sports. Yeah. I mean, he played almost every sport growing up. My dad either coached it or coached from afar.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we were at every game, every tournament, in every state, every country, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I know. We've gone through the camera roll, the pictures of the draft, like everything.
Oh, the whole nine yards. So, yes.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. We still have stayed close with his new adventures and girlfriend and et cetera. In life.
Yeah. Aw.
Hi guys, it's me butting in here really quick to tell you about Native, which if you didn't already know, they have natural deodorant formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. And I thought this was perfect for this podcast where Chase tells us all about her life as a fitness instructor, things can get pretty sweaty, and this Native deodorant is also vegan and never tested on animals. I know I've talked about them in my videos in the past, and I've tried so many deodorants, but Native is definitely the best, you guys. My favorite scent for sure is the coconut vanilla, but I know they have something for everyone. Native comes in a wide variety of options with over 10 scents for men and women, like the coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, eucalyptus and mint, and more. They also offer an unscented option and a baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities, and there's no risk to try. There's free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the US. And for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code HAPPYHOUR, lowercase, no spaces, during checkout. Again, that's code HAPPYHOUR for 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com. And now let's get back into the episode.
So what is your favorite part of Max being your brother? It's probably hard to pick like one.
Oh, I know. How do you pick? But I think honestly, and if you know Max, and if you, I mean, you follow him, so that gives you a little insight, but it is his dedication and his work ethic. I mean, it inspires me to do the same. You know, I mean, not everyone makes it as far as he has, and I know what he did to get there. It didn't happen overnight. I mean, our basement was not turned into the ballet studio, but it was turned into the hockey rink. No, I'm just kidding, everyone. I'm kidding. Our backyard did not get a pool in it, but it got a batting cage. Like, I mean, he was putting in the work. Yeah. I'm totally kidding, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. He is very dedicated. He works so hard.
His drive, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's in Fortnite or on ice, I mean, it's everywhere.
Very driven. That's interesting. Both of you are so, I feel like, passionate about what you do and, like, love what you do. And you're both so driven. I mean, I'm sure what you do, like, inspires him, too. I mean, I know it does. We're, like, watching your Instagram lives, doing the workouts with you.
I will never forget. I think he did an interview, a hockey interview, and he did say, my older sister inspires me.
And you're like,
Max, I might bring it up.
You're like, I'm crying. Yeah. It's okay.
I was like, oh, my God. But yeah, I mean, we just keep it going. We try our best. And I think we both know what we love and what, you know, we put our time and energy into.
The athletic sibling duo.
That's the other funny thing, because in New York, a lot of my clients, they find out about Max and he's a hockey player and the whole thing. And they're like, oh my gosh, like, you both are athletes. And I'm like, I never really called myself an athlete, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you are.
But now it's like, okay, maybe I am. Ooh. No. And I was always the dancer, the performer, yeah. the one on stage. And that's another thing. Max never missed a show. He was at every Nutcracker. I mean, and we'd perform the Nutcracker like 10 times in the month, and he was at all of them. And all the crazy.
I remember the first time me and him performances went to the Nutcracker, we've done. I think like 2 months into us dating, he like knew every part of it. And he was like, "Yeah, well, I've been to like 100 of them."
Oh, and he will act it out also.
Yeah, he knows it better than I do. You have a most embarrassing story of Max growing up.
God, you know what? And it's like I had a feeling these questions might hit me, but
yeah.
And even some, I mean, I feel like some people. Didn't they write to you like, oh my God, Max like never gets in trouble or something?
Yeah.
I saw that on something, but I mean, an embarrassing thing probably is like when you look at our old pictures and I would dress him up in like my little dance costumes and like our little, you know, for like little dolls and stuff. And he was like, my little doll. So I would dress him up and he would run around the house. And so we still have those pictures somewhere, but. I mean, he would be horrified if I brought those up now.
Or I wish you guys could see. You know, I always would think of this. When I went to Disney World, when I was
Oh, yes.
And the kids with the leashes on. Guys, Max was the kid with the leash.
So my dad says the moment he, like, stood on his 2 feet, he was, like, running. So you could not keep up with him. And we went to we went to Disney every year. And we had, like, a I don't know, what timeshare or something. We had like a house down there. We'd go every February over Max's birthday and school vacation. And Max would run wild in the park. So we leashed him up.
You're holding him on the leash.
Like, grab him. But yeah, so those pictures are pretty embarrassing.
I wish I could see that.
We'll get those
in person.
Out of the files.
Okay, then you guys asked, was Max a ladies' man growing up? Chase is giving us all the tea.
Oh, God, the tea. The hot tea. The hot tea with lemon. A ladies' man. Now, it's so funny because, you know, when G came into the picture, into our lives, I mean, we were like, wow, like, friggin' finally, like, a girlfriend. Like a wow. Like,
because I was the first girlfriend.
We just didn't really think. But if you think about it and... I mean, and just kind of think about his life. I mean, hockey is his life.
Yeah.
You know, he was not wasting his energy or time really with anything else.
Yeah.
But that. So his whole, I think the years of where you think, I don't know, I mean, where you could be a ladies' man or.
Like, no.
I don't know what you mean by that, but like.
Like he was never like a player. Or,
oh,
like,
God, like, no. He was always. Jesus. God, no.
He was always, like, I just know his high school friends from, like, I've met them. And
oh, yeah.
He just had his group of friends and played hockey.
Yeah, I think you all, you know,
you guys know he's a good boy. But
yeah. He wasn't, no. Oh, my God, no. Then we would put him back on the leash. I'm just kidding. But I think, you know, when he was ready and, you know, could juggle, you know, hockey and relationship or girl, whatever it is, then
yeah that's when it happened. So how long into dating Max, wait, is this for me? Basically, you guys are asking how long into dating Max did me and Chase meet. We literally met before me and Max even started dating, like, officially. Like, yeah. We met like a week before. I remember yeah. So specifically, you guys,
but we like
I
knew
so
of, I knew of her. Mm-hmm. Like,
Max would tell them about me, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, he went to BU, like, alone. Like, he finished 4 years at Brown, and then he did this grad year at BU. And, I mean, he was, like, going there alone. Yeah. And I think we knew a couple other people that were going there. Mm-hmm. So I really kept in touch with them, like, the first couple of
Like, how are you doing,
days?
New kid?
Like, how's it going? Like, are you in the dorm? Like, you're back in the dorm? You're like the old man in the dorm. But no, I mean, so I remember vaguely, like, you know, hearing about Gretchen's name and like, oh, there's this girl. Like, I mean, I could probably rewind my text and scroll up, but But yeah, we met, but it wasn't like, this is my girlfriend.
No, it wasn't. No, because it was a BU home hockey game at Agganis. And I remember so specifically, he was like, oh, my family's going to be there after the game tonight, so you're going to meet them. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I've known you for like a week. Like, I'm going to meet your family.
And my grandparents, we're all there.
I met everybody.
The entire family.
And I was like, they're going to just think that we're friends. He's like, no, they'll get the idea. I'm like, what do you mean? And I think, I literally remember so well, he came out and he like kissed me in front of all of you. I was like, oh, guess they know.
And I think I was like telling my dad, like, stay calm. It's all fine. Like, there's going to be a girl here, Dad. Just like, keep it together. And like, my Nana, you know, Nana wanted to know, like, where is she in the stadium? Like, yeah. Which one is she? And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. But it worked out well. It was so good. I was so nervous. And then when I met all of you, it was good.
Mandy?
Mandy was probably there. I think it was Mandy. Yeah. Because I remember those pictures. I remember them so well.
Yeah.
Mandy was there. I was so nervous. And then we started dating like a week later or whatever. And yeah. So I met them very, very early on, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in it since the beginning.
Yeah. And it just made sense. Like, he was like, this is just how it's going to be. Like, if you're going to come to all the hockey games, they're going to be at all the hockey games. Like, you're going to be around
each other. This is also just like a spiel like of Max and I. Like, we're very close with everyone. Like, we tell our mom everything. We tell, you know, dad, everything, grandmas, grandpa.
I know, I feel like they were asking about your guys' family dynamic, and you guys just have a really close family
dynamic. Oh, yeah, and there's no secrets around here.
Yeah.
I really feel like it.
Everyone knows everything.
Yeah. I mean, my grandpa knows exactly what what workout I was teaching today.
Yeah. I love it, though. I love that you guys are so close. Like, I love the close family dynamic. Yes. It's so fun. So, yeah, we met very early on. This says, how have you seen Max change since dating me?
Well, we can talk about his camera presence. But,
oh, yeah. He's definitely less shy on the camera now.
Totally less shy. I mean, I feel like I put him through a little bit of that. I mean, you know, when Instagram started to come out, I needed help with my pics. Like,
yep.
So he's known, like, you know, what this is about. Like, how do we do this?
I know he knew how to take good Instagram
pictures. He knew how to
take
some pics,
I think.
From
the beginning, because of you. You
but I will
him.
Say, I had to really, really beg him to do it.
Yeah.
So I think he's happy to help G. As her photographer, where I was like, yo, will you please take a picture of me?
Let's go take pics at the
like,
beach.
He's like, you gotta be kidding me, Jace. But no, now I, you know, he's good at it. But
yeah.
How he's changed. I mean, I don't think he's really changed, like, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, he's always been the loving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the loving boy he is.
And I feel like he's always been good at, too. Like, it's not like he's changed, like, in a bad way. Like, he only hangs out with me and not his friends. Like, he's always been so good at, like, talking to all his friends and making time for them and me. And,
right, like, I feel like you guys think, like, oh, like, he's changed as a person. I mean, he's changed. Like, he's become a boyfriend. He knows how to, you know, deal with G, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like it was always so good that he had a sister. Like, he knew, like, what
my
wet
things.
Brush hairbrush was. And he knew, like, about the makeup. And I'm like, how do you know all this?
I mean, he's seen me do the whole self-tanning.
And he's like, oh, I know.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like
prepared.
He's... Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think so.
All good things. What is your favorite part of Max dating me? Huh.
Well, I think the two of you balance each other lovely.
Yeah. I would say we're similar and different.
I think the other thing is that it's an idea, but I know some other people have said it. It's that, like, you are very similar to my personality. We're both very, you know, out there. I mean, we're out here. We're bubbly. We're outgoing. We're kind of like a lot. Like, we're a lot going on here. Like, I mean, good luck to my next boyfriend. I try. No, I'm just kidding.
No, and Max is so calm.
But
like,
he knows. Yeah. I feel like he can keep it all together. And what was the question?
Your favorite part of us dating, that we, like, balance each other out?
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's another idea. And when I look at you guys, I think, like, damn, like, that's pretty nice, is that I was in a serious relationship. And I think I tried to make things work very similarly to how G and Max are. Mm-hmm. And I see that Max is, like, 100%, if not more, in to the relationship with G. And she is, too. And they make it work. And G's so lucky to have a job that kind of remotely lets her work anywhere, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
totally.
And they don't have that many obstacles that kind of interfere, where I was in a relationship where it was not like that. But that is what I hoped for and wanted to work. But and that was just my relationship and my ex-boyfriend. It didn't click. Where, you know, our...
And you both had things that were so, like, where you
were living. Yeah, what I'm trying to say, like, our...
Like, it was hard to visit
our scenarios were just different.
Yeah.
And so, it's just so lucky that, I mean, Max and G can keep it going.
Yeah.
Because it's all good in college. I mean, you know, it's easy in college to date.
When you're around each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm coming over, and then we're going to go do our classes. See you later. Yeah, it's, like, so easy. But then when you're out in the real world, it's like you got to think about yourself. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Yeah.
Where do you want to be? And you can't let up. You really can't let other people, like, you know, steer you away from what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because there is that person out there.
That's so
that
true.
Will be
I
on
know,
your journey.
And you totally could have, like, packed up and left New York. But it's like that's
oh
where
God.
You were happy.
And of course,
and, like,
I had those
it.
Thoughts in my head. And I'm like sitting here now, like, oh my God, no. This is what I meant to do. Like, you know, you find yourself, you find what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find that person that balances it out,
It's
even better.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting deep over here, people.
We discussed this yesterday.
I'm deep. Oh boy. All right, next.
This says, does Gretchen eat as much as Max?
Oh, now we're on to food. Yes, she eats as much as Max.
Oh, yeah.
If more.
But we just love
honestly,
food.
I think we all eat a lot over here in this
we
house.
We love food. She was like my poor mother grocery shopping during this time.
And we're all like tall and long human beings over here.
We just require a lot of food.
Where I think we all have pretty good fast metabolisms because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not too
Max
crazy on our
eat
diet.
Whatever he wants. You know how? Wonder what I realized the other day? You know how girls, like, feel bloated after they eat certain things? Or you and me eat dairy and we're like, oh, my God, our stomach hurts.
Yeah, we don't want it.
Boys are, like, tanks. Like, he could literally eat, like, a whole Chipotle bowl, is not bloated, still has a six-pack.
And
I'm like,
keep going.
What the heck? Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm hungry, like, an hour late.
That's Max.
But, yeah, we all have pretty fast metabolism. So, yes, we do eat a lot. What was your first impression of me? Am I how you expected me to be?
Okay, so this is funny. Because I think when Max first said Gretchen's name or mentioned her, like, said, oh my God, I'm, like, talking to this girl at BU. And I'm like, who? Like, what? Or, like, he, like, sent me the Insta or something. And I'm like, what the hell? What is this? But then again, you know, it seems foggy to me for some reason. But I can't remember if I had seen G on YouTube before or if I had kind of known of her. Because I was on YouTube for years, like when it was the beauty community and makeup, like I loved that in high school.
Me too.
So I could probably check back on when I actually subscribed to G's channel, but
Gretchen loves beauty.
But I don't recall, but the first impression was like, okay, like looking at the channel and being like, oh boy. Like,
does he know what he's in for?
Like, this is like a lot. Like, okay. Yeah. Like I love it. Because I feel like that's something I love to do. I love social media. I love connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was something that I mean, I did have like a channel for like a day and I did like a makeup video for
one day.
I
didn't know about that.
And I'm not even kidding. Like one of these like, she's, like, a pretty big YouTuber now. Like, I remember, like, messaging with her, like, when she was just starting. And now I look at her now, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
wait, that's so funny.
She wouldn't even probably reply to me now, but
it
was
so funny. I just knew about
your
MySpace.
These were, like, over 10 years ago. Oh, yeah. MySpace queen. So I understood it right away and what it was about. And, I don't know. But when I first saw Gretchen, I was like, oh my God, like, wow. Like, okay, Max, like, like, go for it. Like, you think you can, I don't know, you think you can ask her to hang out or, I don't know. It was very, like, we weren't sure how to do it. And so, I don't know. I think I started looking at the channel and I watched some of the videos. And then when I eventually met her in person, it was like, oh, yeah, like, I know you already.
Yeah.
And that's for all of you, which I think someday, and I hope someday, that you can all cross paths with G. I mean, you see her on live and stuff, but, I mean, if you meet her in person, it's the exact same as YouTube. Uh-huh. I mean, and that's why I think she's been so successful, because it's not like an act. It's not... It's pretty real.
I know, it's interesting. Cause
take it or leave it. She talks as loud as she does on YouTube, fast as she does. It's like, you know.
It's just how I am. I'm just the same. Because some people are so different, like, on their channels than they are in real life.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'm not
Instagram.
Like that at all.
Everyone's like that on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm just the same. Wait, I like that you said that I was the same, because...
For sure.
I feel like I am, and just other people are different. That makes me think of Max, that his first impression of me was that he thought that I was, like, so intimidating before he met me in person. And he's like, then I met you, and you were just, like, nice.
Well, I think that's what it is. The whole, the online thing can really be like, oh my God, like.
So you're probably just intimidated because you, like, see my Instagram, the whole thing. Yeah. My first impression of Chase was, I'm just going to throw this in here because I was thinking about it yesterday. Looking at the questions, because Max obviously, like, showed me her Instagram and everything, and I'm like, oh my God, she's so cute. Like, she's so in shape. Like, that's, I want arms like that. Like, that's so cool. But I remember seeing pictures of her, and since she's so lean, I was like, oh, she's obviously tiny. Like, I don't know why in my head, and we never talked about how tall you were. God. I'm like, she's obviously like 5'1". And then I met you, and I'm like, wait, you literally are like me. Like, we're both
that
like
5'9". That
was
the same thing with Gretchen, yeah.
And I thought you were like
we're
5'1".
We're both like the same.
Yeah. Which is so funny.
Yeah.
So she was definitely taller than I thought she would be, but...
So Max is used to a tall girl around. I mean, I'm 5'9".
Yeah, me too. And that's interesting. I don't know if I even put this in here, but people were like, oh, yeah, I did.
Max is used to a tall girl.
Yeah, he is. Are you both very similar? And, like, we're different, but we are very similar. Like, we have our differences, I feel like, but we both are very similar, which is, like, weird to think about. And people always say that. They're like, that boys or girls are, like, attracted to... I guess just, like, the girls or boys in their family, because that's, like, what they're used to. And it's, like, me and Chase literally are similar. And, like, I know this is deep, but, like, in a lot of ways, he does remind me of my dad. And it's, like, I feel like people always say that, but, it is true. Like, it is, because it's kind of, like, what you grow up around and, like, your role models and who you think of as, like, boys and girls that are, like, good. I don't know. That's, like, kind of what you look for. So.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's why when G came along, I was like, oh, my God, like... We can kick it. We can watch a hockey game together and have fun.
Yeah. I know. Good thing we, like, got along so well.
Not like she's, like, a freaking weirdo. And I'm like, Max, really? Like,
you're like, I can't have a conversation.
And talk, and it's weird. No, it's awesome.
Yeah. This question says, do you think it bothers your family that Gretchen is so public?
Well, I think it took, you know.
Some getting used to.
It did take long, but we had to explain it to them because a lot of, like, our grandparents didn't really understand, like, like, she does what?
Like, why is he all over YouTube now?
She does what? Or, like, because I think everyone asks, like, oh, what is she studying in school? Oh, what does she want to do after school? That was, like, week one, okay? Like, everyone is obviously way beyond this and supports the channel, supports the pod.
Yep.
I think my dad is still calling it a blog. Because whenever we're out, he's like, put this on the blog. And we're like, Dad, it's a vlog.
Close enough.
So he's working on it. But no, everyone's in absolute support of it and whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. I know, I feel like in the beginning it's different. You're just like, oh, that's new. But
I think, like, I think my mom, like, they feel like they're, like, creeping in on you guys if they watch your videos sometimes. So they, like, I mean, even me, like... You know, like, I don't watch
Max
them all,
be like,
but...
You watch that video, Mom? I'm like, oh, watch them. Like, I think it's great.
Yeah, so sometimes we don't watch them, or sometimes we do.
That's interesting, because I feel like some of my...
Because it's like we're sitting here just, like, creeping on them, like...
Yeah. I know. It's funny, I notice in my personal life, either my friends are one way where they're like, "Oh, I watch all your videos because I keep up with you," and I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Cool, like so normal." And then other people are like, "I can't." Like some of my cousins are like, "I literally can't watch your videos because I like know you in real life." So it's just like weird to me that everyone's like watching you on the internet because it's like you're just my cousin and that I just know you for you in real life. Yeah. So I guess I like see both sides. So people are like, "Oh, this feels weird."
I don't need to know what her and Max are doing.
Yeah, like we already get enough of that.
Like I don't need to see Max putting a face mask on.
That's so true.
I'm horrified I'm gonna see that happening tonight.
Oh yeah,
around this house,
of course. Oh yeah, we already said we were both very similar. Oh, I like this question. What do you me and Chase admire about each other? That Chase, like literally what she was saying about Max, but she's so like hard working, like they're both so driven, and I feel like during this crazy time she doesn't even have to think about it if she's gonna still be doing like her workouts and like teaching her bar, like she just is because that's just what she's doing, like it's not even a question. And yeah, I don't even know, like I feel like if I was a fitness instructor I would be so like unmotivated sometimes, and like, and I'm sure there's times where you're unmotivated, we'll talk about it, but it's like you, I don't know, just teach your classes all day, every day, and are so in shape and so motivated, and, like, that's so inspiring. It is.
Jeez.
I love it. And I see your Instagram, and I'm like, oh, better go hit the gym.
Yeah, I'm, like, up for 10 hours before GS.
Yeah, literally.
I'm just kidding. Oh, G.
Yeah.
Well, I think getting to know G and, I mean, following her since Max brought her into our lives, I mean, I think I look up to her in a way with her business, her marketing of herself, mm-hmm. because that's kind of what I do in New York to represent my own type of brand, like in a job perspective. So it's like, okay, like yesterday I did my first live. I mean, I've been live before, but not like performing wise. Like mm-hmm. I went live on Instagram, and I mean, I was like stressed out all day to go on the live and just kind of be open and let it all out, like whatever. I mean, I was doing a workout, but still, to be out there and know that anyone could be watching you. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all like try to be a little bit like that, like on Instagram, or, you know, everyone's trying to be a little bit more open these days, I feel like, mm-hmm. or less filtered.
Yeah.
And so G's a great example of really like, hashtag no filter.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay.
I think I just let it all out always.
And then you learn that that's what people like. That's what people want to connect with. Obviously, mm-hmm. no one wants to connect with
just being real.
Something filtered. Mm-hmm. So
that's funny because I don't, when you were saying like, oh,
I
like,
think that.
Who are the people that are like watching this right now? I don't even think about that.
Yeah.
When
so
I'm
like, oh my God,
anything.
Like who, yeah.
Like, I could be worried that someone,
or, like, they're
going
to be talking about my form. And yeah. Like, da, da, da. Like, F it. I know what I'm doing. Like, I know what I'm doing.
I don't even know who I think that my audience is. I don't even think about it. Like, I guess just, like, my best friends or, like, my family. Or, you know? And I'm like, I hope everyone just, like, looks at it like my best friends would. You know?
And that's the mindset we need to roll with.
Yeah. I think whenever I'm recording a podcast or filming a video, I'm always just thinking of like my friends on the other side, like people that are ready like you and would enjoy
and
what you're talking about.
You.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting to think about. Like I would never think about.
Oh God. Yeah.
If someone's listening that like already
wanna,
is
like,
angry.
Bring you down.
Yeah. Like devil's advocate. That's so interesting.
The people who are jealous, the people who, you know,
yeah,
would never show their face on YouTube. Like,
yeah,
you
know? Like you do get those comments though, so they are there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is about you being in New York. So I guess you could just talk about your experience in general of living in New York City. People wanted to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York, man. Listen to me, man.
New York, baby.
New York.
The city that never sleeps. Max.
Max loves
that
line.
Oh, the apple.
I mean, he doesn't get to the city too often, but maybe like a handful times a year.
Yeah.
To either see me, pick me up, or, you know, do whatever. And, yeah, whenever we're driving in the city, it's always like, the city that never sleeps, he yells out the windows.
We're like, huh?
But, yeah, I knew I wanted to live there probably from the first time I even visited. And I went with one of my best friends, Hillary, and we went, I think it was, like, in high school. And her family took us. It was, like, for her birthday. And it was like a long weekend. It was my first time ever seeing a Broadway show. I saw Legally Blonde, the musical. It was my favorite thing. I mean, it's still like one of my favorite shows.
I want to see it now.
Music, the soundtrack. I mean, I saw that. I was like, this is, I need to live here. This is it. And we were in Times Square. We did the whole thing. And so it was really, I think that trip really was like the deal breaker. Like, wow, this is where you're going to go. I mean, I didn't know exactly what I was going to be doing, but I knew I wanted to live there.
Yeah.
I liked the excitement. I liked the nonstop, the go, go, go. So fast forward now, like being there over 5-ish years, I'd say I moved in 2014. I've lived in 2 different apartments. My first apartment that I lived in was in Astoria, Queens. And so this is me with like really no job. I mean, I was teaching dance at the time in a private school, a couple private schools, and it was just the after school session. So it was like really only a couple hours in the afternoon. So it wasn't much. So I ended up in Astoria because I knew I could come up with that rent. And the rent was a little less than what it would be to live right in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And then Astoria was a very quick commute in on the subway. So I lived there for about 4 years.
I liked it there.
And I had one roommate. And you know what? It was a great start for me to, you know, learn how to live
it
in the city.
It was so cute over there. It wasn't such a cute area.
It wasn't that bad at all.
No, I liked it.
And I mean, a lot of the time I'm like, oh, I wish I was in Manhattan. Or like you tell people like, oh, I live in Astoria. And they're like, oh, well, that's not the city. And it's like, okay. It like is. It's a borough. The whole thing. You guys know. But anyways, my dream, my goal, it was always to live on the Upper East Side. And so that's where I was working at the Flywheel Studio, still am, and teaching my classes and pretty much doing most of my work in that neighborhood. So
that's why you wanted to
fast
there.
Forward. Yeah.
Just to be like close.
Yep. Building the following, being successful, teaching the classes. I made the move last year to the Upper East Side and I found the most perfect apartment. It really was probably the best thing yet. I mean, I feel like I finally have a bedroom now that I'm like, oh, this is like my room. Like I was able to make it how I want it and actually have like a little bit more space than my Astoria bedroom. Yeah. Oh my God. My Astoria bedroom, you guys, was like a closet. Yep. It literally was a closet, like a bed in a room. But I loved it. I was in New York. We were doing it. It did not matter, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was. But now it's like, I've got great. I have 2 roommates. One works in fashion, one works in healthcare. She's a physician's assistant. And then I teach my fitness classes and, you know, do everything else. So
yeah,
it's a great balance. New York, the hustle's real. It's awesome to have such a big, community of where I work in the fitness industry, where it makes the city feel small. A lot of people are like, oh my God, like, how do you live in New York City? Like that, like it almost sounds scary. Like how do you do it? And how do you even get around? It's like with being in fitness and this fitness community, there's studios all over the city and you start to connect with other instructors at different studios. I mean, one of my really good friends, she teaches boxing. I do not teach boxing at all, but I got to learn, you know, all of her friends there. So it's a big, wide network and it makes the city feel a lot smaller than you think, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still can't believe it now that I live on the Upper East Side. I can't really go anywhere without seeing someone I know.
Yeah.
So love that. But it's also like, oh boy, like they're catching me eating my donut again.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's it's a good segue into our next question, which is what are your favorite food places living in New York City?
Oh yeah. Well, I was so excited because I recently moved, when I moved to the Upper Side, it's across the street from Sweetgreen. So Sweetgreen's probably the spot that I eat at the most.
Love Sweetgreen.
Like almost like every day.
We both live across the street from a Sweetgreen.
Like,
that's
almost
so funny.
Every day, I go there. And then so I go to Diggin' a lot. I like Diggin'.
Love Diggin'.
Sweet potatoes. I really should be learning how to cook more, but
it's hard in New York.
I think people say New York.
It's
you,
tough.
You get like a little excuse, right?
Yeah.
Like we're just trucking along.
When I lived there, I think I got groceries once. Like yeah. You don't have room to store them. You walk like a mile and it's raining and your Trader Joe bag yep. rips and everything's on the ground.
It's a nightmare.
It's a mess. So it's easier to just eat out. Like it really is.
And yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I mean, I go to Chipotle too. Like Max
love
and
Chipotle.
G. And yeah, I mean, I'd say number one is Sweetgreen. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetgreen. Yeah.
And I feel like everyone has this like glamorized view. Like if you live in New York, you're like going to Catch every night. And I was talking to Chase.
Oh,
like that's
yeah,
so like no. not, especially with being a fitness instructor. Do you think she's going to her like 10 course meals at Catch
yeah,
every
no.
night?
And
with
I think
like the Hit Me cake and yeah. the drink and the drink trees. Like, no.
We love all that. But I think what people, yeah. Because usually if you have a friend, okay, visit you in New York City or you have whatever, someone in town, if someone's coming for the weekend, you give them like the entire experience usually
yeah.
in like 2 days and mm-hmm. you try to do everything you possibly can. And that means like you're going to take my class. We're going to walk through Central Park. We're going to hit the brunch spot up.
Yeah.
We're going to shop in Soho. We're going to like, you
do
know,
everything.
And hopefully see a show. We're going to like, I mean, it is... It's nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try to give these visitors the full package and then they leave and they're like, yo, how do you live there? And you're like, well, we don't always do this.
Yeah. You're like normally my sweet green and I chill.
Yeah, usually yeah. I'm in bed by 10, but
yeah.
there definitely are the spots that we can go to.
Yeah. oh, and then we didn't even say, I guess you kind of said that you were doing dancing like in college,
yeah.
but where did you go to college?
Oh yeah, baby. So after high school, honestly, I mean, I knew I wanted to dance because that was my life. And I was like, oh my God, you can dance in college? Like, sign me up.
Yeah.
So it was like senior year in high school, you know, or junior year even, you start thinking about colleges. And I do vaguely remember like not really being ready for a big school, not like... Those weren't really on my radar. And I think my mom even said it even the other night, like, oh
yeah.
my God, I couldn't see you going far away. Like, meh.
Yeah.
And so my first 2 years I did in Franklin, Massachusetts at Dean College. And it was, like, if you've heard of it, it might have been, you might know of it as like a junior college. They called it like a JUCO.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of athletes went to Dean for 2 years and then they would transfer to a bigger school.
Mm-hmm.
But at Dean, they were huge in dance and theater. So their dance and theater program, performing arts, was a 4-year program. They had a couple other 4 years. But
oh.
it was, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I went there. It was like about an hour away from the Cape where we live. And I mean, I met some great friends there, and I mean, I learned new styles of dance that I never did growing up, but I quickly outgrew it. And I think I quickly outgrew it maybe my freshman year, end of freshman year. It
mm-hmm.
felt almost like a dance camp. I mean, it was like dance camp plus some football players. Plus some baseball players, plus some basketball players. It was
yeah.
just like, yeah. And I mean, it was pretty crazy, like the dorm life, you know. Anywho, so I quickly realized that I was pretty good at that school dance-wise and level-wise. And I knew I needed something that was going to challenge me more.
Mm-hmm.
And so fast forward, I did a couple summer programs. One took me to New York City. I did the Alvin Ailey program. And that was like a 5-week camp in New York City. And I lived with one of my friends who was from Flushing, Queens. So I lived with her for the summer in Queens. And I got to kind of learn how to operate the city. So that was part one of that. As a sophomore in college, sophomore year summer.
Mm-hmm.
My sophomore year at Dean, I graduated with my associate's degree, and then I transferred. Are you ready for this, you guys? If you follow me, you already know maybe, but I ended up transferring to the University of Iowa, and I finished my 2 years there and got my bachelor's degree. And now that, I mean, I think that took everyone for a spin, right? Like, that was like, what?
Like, I'm going to Iowa.
Where is she going? I mean, she was an hour away from Cape Cod for 2 years, and I would even come home on the weekends sometimes, still perform with my ballet studio, ballet company on the Cape, and do the Nutcrackers still while in college. I mean, it was all happening. But freshman year, I mean, I'll give him the whole spiel. Freshman year, I met a boy that summer who was on the Cape. He was from Iowa. He went to Iowa. I went to visit, found out they had an amazing dance program. It was incredible. And I transferred out there. And so that was a huge change of my life. I think Max was shipping my stuff out in big FedEx boxes. It was insane. And I did my 2 years at the University of Iowa, danced in their dance program, performed out there. It was incredible. And I always knew I would go to New York after, and that's what I did.
Yeah, that's crazy because I always said I would go to New York after too.
Yeah.
And then I lived there for a summer and I was like, I can't handle this. I'm not mature enough. I'm staying in Boston.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of my friends from the Cape, they all just went straight to Boston. Mm-hmm. So I have a handful of, like a very little handful, I'd say, that are in the city that I see. From Cape Cod or from, like, the New England area.
But Boston, like, makes more sense. It's, like, closer.
Most of them are in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, so she went to Dean and then Iowa.
Yeah, and then I went to Iowa. The Iowa Hawkeyes, people. Go Hawks.
She's in a sorority.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, so I... This is crazy, and it's kind of like G, because I believe you joined, what, sophomore year?
Mm-hmm.
So I, believe it or not, joined junior year.
That's probably so hard as
the Greek life. And so, I mean, I knew I was going to this big university now, and I was ready for the big campus at that point. I was like, I am ready to rock. Like, I mean, it was awesome. And so I did the whole Rush sorority thing, and I was a Kappa Kappa Gamma. That was awesome. Did that for the 2 years, as well as dance. So the dance program was like one community, and then I had the sorority, and then I had... my boyfriend at the time, his whole gang. So it was really good.
Yeah. Those are such, like, different
colleges, yeah.
Like, different college experiences.
Crazy.
But it's cool that you had both. Like, you had,
and
like,
I would not, trade it for the world.
The big school. Yeah. Okay, we didn't even get into your fitness questions yet.
Oh, are you ready? All right, spill them out.
Okay, ready? Fitness. So what does your daily diet look like as a bar instructor? I guess, what do you, like, do you typically eat in any day?
Daily diet. Okay, so let's just give you the plan here. So I teach about 3 classes a day, usually on average, like 3. And so they're about an hour long, 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And my style of teaching is very energetic. It's very upbeat. And I'm doing a lot of the moves with the class. So I'm getting my sweat on while teaching. And I know with the amount of physical activity I'm doing each day, I need to fuel up almost even more than I'm doing now. So my diet is nothing really too crazy or strict, but I was telling G, I do try to restrict my dairy intake. So I try not to eat dairy. I mean, I'll have like a light little thing of butter on toast sometimes, but like I'm not sitting here eating cheese sticks and drinking like whole milk.
Yeah.
So, or yogurt. Putting cheese on anything.
Do you think it just hurts your stomach?
And like... so I honestly, I don't feel anything with the stomach. It is keeping my skin under control.
Because
for a while I was breaking out with that cystic acne. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And yeah, people said, hey, dairy is a big trigger for that. So the less I cut that out, you know, it helps keep everything under control.
Yeah.
But diet, no. I eat about, I mean... I'm very lucky. I feel like I eat anything I want.
Yeah.
I eat a pretty big solid breakfast every day, which is like 3 scrambled eggs, 2 pieces of toast. If I'm in New York, I do the avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Iced coffee every day. I try to do one a day. One a day. One in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch is usually like sweet green.
Yeah.
I do the harvest bowl, chicken. But at Sweetgreen, I pack my bowl. So I do the avocado, I do the egg, Like, yeah. I'm making it very filling. Yeah. A lot of rice. And then dinner, it's like something really different every night, which it's probably like digging or something.
Yeah.
You know, something, it's healthy. It's healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to ask my roommates, like, you'll definitely see me eating Panda Express like once a week or... Yeah. It's not like I'm not gonna do fast food.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I eat chocolate croissants a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know, I feel like people just put fitness instructors on a pedestal. But no. And they're like, they must have like perfectly portioned meal prep, sweet potato, rice. You know what I mean? And Maddie's like, oh my gosh, like don't, know, you shouldn't be asking me
really
then.
Off the wire.
She's like, I eat, you know, cheesecake at least once a week. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love those, dark chocolate, like peanut butter cups. Those the are dove, like my favorite.
The Dove, yeah, from last
maybe
night.
Maybe the Dove.
The Dove.
Those are like my favorite.
Yeah, so I feel like your daily, like what you eat in a day is very like
a lot
just,
of bar.
Like, wholesome.
I eat those macro bars a lot.
Oh, yeah, you love those.
Throw them in my bag.
Love the Go Macros.
Yep, Go Macros.
So that's, you kind of told us like what you eat in a day. I feel like it's very wholesome, mm-hmm. and like typically healthy.
Yeah, it's definitely
healthy,
filling me up.
But you're not like being like, I'm not eating carbs. You're not like
no,
crazy about
God,
stuff.
No.
So what you eat before and after class, you think it's just normally like a bar before and after like?
Yeah. I mean, before class, I start usually at 6 a.m. So I don't eat before.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
I don't eat. I used to not drink iced coffee before, but then I started and now I like am in a kind of a routine with that. I used to just have some water before just because I don't know. I feel better with nothing when I start for some reason.
And eating at 5:30 just seems like a little difficult.
Yeah. So directly after my morning classes, it's usually, I mean, it could be around like 10-ish. I mean, whenever I'm done usually with my morning is when I go home and I like feel like I'm going ham in the kitchen. Like,
yeah.
I'll be eating like a lot of things at once. I'll be making my eggs. I got the toast going. I got these, my new favorite thing are these sweet potato hash browns that Dr. Prager's makes. I like can't wait to eat those. I like get chips and hummus out. Like I'm like eating
everything
like all at once. Like, and then I like let it set. And then, yeah.
But you need that after like 3 hours of working.
Yeah.
In the morning,
oh, I'm starving.
It's like a lot. Yeah.
So, but if I'm going all day and I don't go home, yeah, I grab some of those bars.
Mm-hmm.
Those usually keep me
love
going.
Go Macros. Okay, this question is, what is it like being a Lululemon ambassador? Oh! What are the benefits? Because you guys didn't know.
Yeah, Lulu.
Chase is a Lulu ambassador.
So Lululemon, I mean, that is still my favorite brand, my athleisure brand.
Love them.
And I knew, I mean, from going into the first store ever, my first experience in a Lululemon store, I saw the people on the wall, like the pictures of them. And I'm like, what? Like, what is that? Like, what? Who are they? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it. They referred to them. I don't know where I was, what store it was, but they were like, oh, those are our community heroes. And what? I was like, they're what?
They're your, huh?
I'm like, the community hero. So if you don't know, Lululemon, each store has like maybe a handful of different ambassadors. So there mm-hmm. could be like 3 at a store. 5 at a store. Depends on what store. But they try to choose people that are in their neighborhood, in their community, in their area, that almost just represent their kind of beliefs and like their missions and their, mm-hmm. you know, their ideas. And their whole thing is about like growing, sweating, motivating. I mean, it's kind of like the lifestyle mm-hmm. in which that I live. And so it was funny. I mean, I mean, I didn't really, it's not something you apply for. So that's what I get a lot of DMs like that. Like, how did you apply to become an ambassador at Lululemon? And it's like, this is the coolest part about it is that you don't apply. You don't ask to be one. They ask you, they find you.
Mm-hmm.
They, it's funny because some people have referred to it as they date you. So I had a couple friends who were working for the company and I watched them do it to someone else in my industry, as in date them. And mm-hmm. then they asked them to be the ambassador. So all of a sudden, like the year it all happened, I mean, these Lulu employees started to come take my class like a lot. They kept coming. They kept checking me out. They would bring me in like free leggings, like for Valentine's Day.
You were like, huh,
and I'm like,
what's going on?
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then one day it was like the end of the summer, the entire store came and took my bar class, and it was a normal class. I acted as normal. And then, like, I do, like, a little stretch at the end. I close the eyes, open the eyes, and I let everyone out the door. And it was, like, a huge surprise party for me. And it was, like, posters everywhere. And it said, Chase, will you be our ambassador? And, I mean, it was, like, I mean, it felt like I was being asked to, like, prom. Yeah. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah,
and I'm like, of course I will. And, honestly, at the time, I had no idea what that meant. I was like, what? Like, anywho, so...
Wait, when was that? 2018?
I've been in it for like, 29. I feel like 2 years now.
Okay.
And so you're on like contracts with them. So I believe I just signed the next one. I mean, all right now, everything is a mess in the world.
Yeah.
I think they're closed at the moment. But
yeah.
Yeah, so being an ambassador, you're basically representing their brand through your daily life, as in my classes and in my lifestyle in New York. And they represent me. So they're always pushing my name to the community. Oh, my God. Like, Chase Teach is, like, literally a block away.
And your pictures are up in the store.
Yep. And I come in and they – I test a lot of their new fabrics, new styles.
Yeah. That's, like, the coolest
thing. It's pretty cool.
It's the coolest situation. And especially if you're someone that, like, loves Lulu, like me or you or whoever, like, that is, like, the coolest thing. And I remember telling them in a vlog when I was showing the new Invigorate leggings, I'm like, half the reason I'm so excited to try these out is because Chase was telling me, like, they have the new Everlux, they have the Invigorate, or... Not those ones, the ones you were wearing yesterday.
Wonder Train. Yep.
And I was like, oh, if Chase loves them, like, they gotta be so cool. Like, I can't wait to try them out. So she definitely does get, like, the coolest, like, perks and benefits and stuff. But it's, like...
They're great.
Obviously, she worked so hard to get there. Like, she's, like, teaching a class every day. And, like, they found her, you know? So that's such a cool...
We have good perks, I have to say that. Very grateful for that.
Yeah. I never knew that they found you. I didn't know that you, like, couldn't apply or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then I think...
That's so cool.
The other really cool part about it is that it has given me another community. So I connect with other Lululemon ambassadors, and they're not all fitness people.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything in the community. And yeah, that's the cool part about Lululemon.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, this is, how do you find music for your playlist?
Oh boy. So I use Spotify. I use Spotify, and I create every playlist myself with different... songs, different genres, the whole thing. But in my style of class, like the method that I'm teaching, they're usually 45 minutes to an hour. And so I break up the chunks of my class pretty much by time. So I look for songs with certain time lengths. So I love like a good 4 minute song. 4 minutes are great. You'll see, like, a lot of popular songs can sometimes be, like, under 3 minutes, and those are too short for me.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I need some long songs. Longer the better, honestly, for like, remixes.
Yeah.
Something with, like, a steady beat is usually good to keep everyone kind of in tune. But, yeah, I think it's funny because a lot of spin instructors, people who teach the indoor cycling, they use that BPM, beats per minute. So when you're doing like a climb, I mean, I don't do this, so I don't know the exact numbers, but you're looking for like maybe, I'm going to totally, this is not correct, but you could be saying, okay, I need something with like a 72 BPM.
Yeah.
So there's like websites that are out there that are like, you know, 72 BPMs, like right here, like,
and it'll
130.
Be like so many songs.
Yeah.
Oh, so interesting.
In bar and the way I teach, I just have an ear for the music. And I mean, I think that's my whole dance background.
Mm-hmm.
So I can like hear the movement in a song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I can hear a song and I'm like, oh, that has like a great downbeat. Like in this movement that I do and teach, it's a downbeat, it's a down accent. Like these are things I think about in my head as I piece the playlist together to make the moves feel a little smoother with the music. So it kind of helps you move with the beat.
Interesting. I know, and I feel like as you're an instructor longer, it just becomes easier. Like you can put them together so quickly and you just like know the music so well.
I kind of have like a, what do you want to call it? Like a now like a database of it. It's like, okay, these are the songs I love for these kind of routines. Mm-hmm. Then you can just kind of pick and choose, and you know it works. You know the beats, you know, when yeah. it fades out.
Okay. This says, if you weren't a bar instructor, what would you be doing?
Oh, my goodness. That is so tough. Because I still, I mean, I think about
dancing?
That.
Dancing?
I mean, I think about that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's so many things I like and would love to do. Like, I could really, I love being with people. I love teaching people. I like making people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very artsy and creative. I honestly feel like I would be a school teacher.
Really?
I could totally see that. And I love young kids. I could see that for sure.
Yeah, I could see you being a teacher.
Like having my own classroom, you know, yeah. that kind of thing. I have some friends who are school teachers. And I'm yeah. like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be so I could fun. Totally see myself doing that. But mm-hmm. then again, I'm such a performer that it's like, I can't imagine not being in some way, like, performing
on, like,
in front
show.
Of people.
Yeah.
yeah. So.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I could see
the world
being
is my
teacher.
Oyster.
Yeah. This is, what are your favorite workout clothes? So I guess Lulu.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of talked about Lulu, but.
Lululemon, for sure. Honestly, yeah, that's all I wear. The Lululemon leggings, the mm-hmm. Aligns. The Wonder Under. I wear pretty much all of them.
Do you wear the Aligns when you do bar?
Yes.
Also? Okay.
I do. But then some days I like ones that are like a little bit more more compression feeling.
Yeah. I know we like the high-waisted Wonder Unders. Those are
yep.
have always been my go-to.
A classic.
The Luxtreme. They
yep.
feel a little bit more like spandexy. What? So if you would wear like your like ideal outfit teaching a bar class, like what would that be?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so funny because I feel, I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like I was late on the high-waisted trend.
Uh-huh.
I remember when those...
High-waisted, didn't used to
oh, my
thin.
God, no.
No.
Because I,
would,
this
why
is before...
Why would we wear low-waisted leggings? I don't know, but we would.
I have about, like, over 10 pairs of the black Wonder Under Lulu legging that's...
Like, low
low-rise.
Ah.
And it's like, we don't wear those anymore.
We don't.
And I feel like they're like falling off now if
yeah.
I ever was to put one on. But
yeah.
no, obviously I've transitioned into the high rise because that's the style. So I do the high waisted legging and I like the leggings long. So I don't usually mm-hmm. like crop or even the five. I like them as long as they can go.
Yeah. So you get the 28 because I
yeah.
like the 25. I
yeah,
like them
I
at
the
like
long,
my ankle.
The long length.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then I... Probably my favorite thing is like the either like a bra top that's a little lower, like not just a bra, but
like
kind
the
of the crop
line ones. I like those. They have like a little bit of fabric underneath.
Like a cropped, yeah, like a cropped bra kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I love wearing a bra with like a crazy back.
We love the white Free to Be Wild
yeah.
long line. I know all the names. I know you have it because you. We're wearing
yeah.
the white one in those pictures, and I have it too. It's
oh,
like the
yes.
best. It has a little bit extra fabric.
Lots going on.
You have your, I don't even know what to, some people call those leopard. I thought they were camo. Like the
yeah,
camo-y, like leopard ones.
I think they're the
love
leopard.
Those. Are those in move? No. Those aren't in movement.
No.
Ignore the phone ringing everywhere.
Yeah. I know, Max, you're supposed to get that. But,
what ones are those ones?
I think these are these not in movement?
Are they in movement?
I think
they
so.
Might be. Because aren't they getting rid of the in movement, I heard? Because now it's just going to be like Invigorate and
maybe.
The Wonder Under train. But yeah, love those.
Yeah, I also do like a... Usually when I teach, I wear a bra and then a tank top over it that's like tied.
Mm-hmm.
Like knotted a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of my
know.
Look.
I feel like it's more normal.
With a slicked ponytail
to
always.
Like I feel like I always just wear... You always have a slicked pony. I feel like I always just wear like a sports bra and leggings. But I feel
yeah.
like in bar, it's more normal to
yeah.
have like a tank top or like a
Most
shirt.
Most of the girls are in... Yeah, their tops.
Like, if I showed up in, like, a little tiny
yeah,
sports
like,
bra,
oh.
they'd be like, oh, she's naked.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I think that's because we don't dress like that, the
yeah.
teachers.
Yeah. I mean, because
no
in
one's
Seoul,
really running around
they're, like, half
yeah,
naked. Like, yeah. I feel like it just depends. And I think it's so interesting, like, each workout class is different. Because the first couple times I started going to Orange Theory, I would, like, wear shirts to, like, feel it out. But, like,
yeah.
no one's in there in a sports bra. So, like, I wouldn't... want to just waltz into my sports bra.
You kind of want to do what like, everyone else is
yeah,
doing.
Everyone would be like, okay, like, we get it. Like, you don't need to come in here with your sports
Hello.
Bra. Yeah, like, hi, good morning. Yeah, I feel like you just
knowing
have to do.
G should probably be in a bright color.
Oh, yeah. Like, bright my bright pink sports bra. Everyone's like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah.
And, yeah, usually I'm in all black.
Really?
Like honestly, black? Yeah. Most of the leggings are all black. Yeah. In black tops.
You can't go wrong with the all black. This is, do you ever find yourself burnt out? And
oh
like,
my
how
God,
do you deal
course.
With being sore?
Of course. It's so hard.
We're sore today from her workout yesterday.
Yeah. So the soreness thing, yeah. I feel like I've always been used to that as a dancer. Like, and we kind of like it. Like, you like waking up and being like, oh, my butt's sore. But to keep it going as the teacher and knowing, like, if I look on a, say, a Sunday night and I'm like, wow, like, I'm teaching 15 classes this week. It's like, it seems like a lot, but I just do it day by day. And it's like, okay, check one off. The next one.
I remember you saying that before. I'm like, don't you get overwhelmed? And you're like, I just have to look at
yeah,
tomorrow.
Just day by day.
And that's it. We go day by day.
But no, the burnout is real. I mean, with what I'm doing, I get the same. I have a really big following of the same girls and it's like I see some girls every day I see some 3 times a week I'm getting this continuous group and it keeps me on my toes to keep creating new exercises patterns the music especially and to keep it new and keep it fresh every day so they can return back and not be like oh Chase is doing the
we
same
did
thing
this
again
yesterday.
Like
yeah.
And even now with these, I'm, you know, I'm doing it online now and it's like, I'm still like that. Like last night I was like, oh, I'm going to pop up a quick workout in the morning. But I'm like, oh, like I got to really think about this. Like, I mean, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself with that. At the end of the day, a lot of people are like, oh, we don't even care, Chase.
Yeah.
Like,
I know,
whatever
I feel
you
like
do is so good. But I'm like, oh no, like.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm up all night sometimes, like, making it, like, perfect.
I know. I feel like instructors worry about it so much, and I can, like, half remember what we did in the class. You know? Like, I'm just there to, like, do it.
So it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But the burning out, I mean, sometimes it's good if you can just take a couple days off. And for me, it's, like, getting out of the city. And, like, even if I just come home or go see Max's game, just that little, like, even... I mean, I don't usually have 2 days off. If I have 2 days off, it's like, whew, just to let the mind reset because I teach almost every morning. So that means every night I'm working on it. I'm thinking about it. I'm choosing not to go out. I'm choosing not to drink. I'm choosing not to, you know, stay up late. It's like
you have to be so
for that morning. So it's the night before. It's the whole day. I
do
mean,
do you think like if you're like really sore after teaching all morning or something during the day, do you like roll out or take a bath or like what do you think?
I probably should be rolling out more, but yeah, we try to do our recovery. We have so many things in New York, you know, all that cryotherapy.
Yeah.
I've done that a few times.
Oh,
I think it
thing?
Honestly helps.
The stuff on
the
your
boot.
Legs
oh,
that
the
Max
boots?
Does. It's game ready, I think is what it's called. They put your legs in like those sleeves.
The boots, right?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the boots.
Is that compression or
yeah,
cold?
It's
or
awesome.
Both? Okay.
And then, I mean, at my studio, we have the guns, the massage guns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we
Max
love
has
those.
His own.
Those like
yeah. So those are the
those
best.
Are the those are the type of things that like hurt so good.
Yeah.
They like feel good,
the
but
guns.
They hurt. Yeah, we love the guns. this is what do you do on rest day? So do you typically have like one rest day a week where you
Sundays?
Off?
So Sundays I try to sleep past 6.
Oh my goodness.
Usually, honestly, it's so hard. I just kind of am wide awake at 7:30.
Yeah.
So I try to like lay in bed for a little bit. And then it depends, like if it's fall and it's like football season, I'm doing like Sunday fun day with my roommates and we're enjoying the city, maybe doing like brunch. We like to drink Blue Moons, so maybe we'll go get a Blue Moon somewhere. But yeah, days off usually, get the nails done.
Yeah.
Hang low. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And I don't usually work out.
Oh yeah, so that's a good question because someone asked, do you do other workouts besides bar?
That's probably like the biggest question I get, like from my clients. They're like,
what are you doing?
Yeah,
outside of the
they're like, oh my God, is this all you do? What do you do for cardio, Chase? What do you do? And honestly, I tell them, because this is the truth, this is the real answer, is that when I'm teaching the classes, I am so hyped up and so energized, I'm running all over the room, that I do believe that's my cardio for the day.
Yeah.
I would love to wear one of those Apple Watches and track it and see my heart rate and just see what what it's doing.
Yeah.
But I know it's pretty insane just the way I am. So
yeah,
I don't do much cardio at all. If I'm doing a workout besides another bar class, it's probably something for fun and probably something that is a networking opportunity for myself.
Like that rowing thing with Lulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
That was definitely not something I would have signed up for on my own, mm-hmm. but glad I did.
Yeah.
And I learned how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you pretty much just do your bar classes.
I pretty much just do my bar
classes.
And they
keep her in great shape, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah. This says, what is your favorite part of being an instructor?
Favorite part is the people, for sure. I've connected with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of girls and guys, men and women, all over. And it's really the connections that I've made. Because I know, I mean, currently I'm at home right now with this corona, and it's like, they're still keeping me in business. I'm still with them. I'm still rocking and rolling. So it's really the connections and the loyal clients that I've made and found in New York.
Yeah. And then this says, last question. What is the hardest thing about being an instructor?
Hardest thing, I think maybe when you're going into it, is to just be you. Be you, be you, be yourself. People, you know, I like to say I can win 99% of the people who walk into my class and give them a great experience and have them come back. But no one is going to win 100%. Mm-hmm. And you'll have that 1% that just does not like you for some reason, and that you're not their style, you're too this, you're too that, whatever it is. So the hardest part is, at first, was accepting that. And it's like, you know, your people will find you. And that's with anything, I think, in life. Social media, YouTube, the whole thing. It's like your people find you. So
that's so hard. That's so interesting, because it's like,
and it comes down to the competitiveness of the field
and in
others.
Person, like, I can deal with hate comments on my YouTube and my Instagram and stuff, but it's all just like comments.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not seeing them in real life. But if someone was in my class and I could tell that they like didn't like or if they like said something rude to me after, or like something they didn't like, that would like really affect me.
Oh,
like, I would be so upset.
Yep. Or they leave early or something.
Yeah. And you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So it's never me, it's you. No, I'm just kidding. You know what
no,
I mean,
that's
though.
Good to know that you're not, like, you're like, I'm not going to be for everybody.
Right.
But I'm going to be for the people that are loyal and always come into my class, and that's, like, what matters.
And I'm their vibe.
Yeah.
And we love to say that the birds of a feather flock together.
Wait, what?
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, like, your people are just like you, Chase. Like, your bar, like, I call them bar girls. Like, your group is like, yeah, they're just like you. Like,
that's
I don't know. So everyone's style, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this has been so good.
It's cool.
This has been an hour and 24 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? I know. We have so much to talk about. This could be, like, 3 more hours long. It always goes by, like,
we'll
so
have to
quick.
Do part two and three in the
part
future.
Part two, people. Okay, that was so good.
I feel
good.
Like this
Thanks
is just, like, a little spiel.
Us. I know. We got so much. We got pretty much just, like, the surface of her teaching her bar classes.
Yeah.
Just, like, her personal life, I guess, living in New York, being Max's sister. So I hope you guys enjoyed.
I know.
That was so, thanks for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me, G.
Yeah.
And this is, like, so official. You should see the microphone.
I know,
people.
You guys. We have an official setup. I hope you guys are staying, like, healthy and safe. And
healthy and
washing
safe.
Washing your hands, staying in your houses, quarantining. Hopefully petting, like, a dog. If you have that, they can keep you happy. I wish we had a dog, right, Max?
And maybe getting a little movement in.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time.
I know. Literally today on live, they were like, how are you feeling, like, being good stuck during all of this? But I'm like, honestly, we worked out for maybe 25 minutes or 30 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, gets it going.
And it helps so much. So, yeah. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys.
I'll see you in my next episode.
Bye. Bye.